Hello, everybody. In today's Not Daily, we're discussing Tehillim, chapter 125. This is a short chapter with five psukim in it. We continue in the Shir HaMalos chapters. In this chapter, the author equates a person who has emuna to Har Tzion. Both Yerushalayim and a person with faith will endure forever. Therefore, a person shouldn't give up on the final redemption. Just like Hashem protects a person with emuna, so too he protects Har Tzion. Even though there's a lot of controversy taking place on Temple Mount, Hashem promises he won't let the, quote, rod of the wicked, end quote, prevail. Meaning, at the later stages in the final redemption, Hashem will show the truth to the world. Har HaBayis will no longer be contested. It'll be universally accepted as the Jewish people's. The author ends with a prayer for peace, for God to provide good for those who serve Him with a sincere heart, and distance those who harbor malice. Now for the highlight pasuk. The chapter opens with the words, Shir Malos Habotchim Ba'Hashem, Kehar Tzion Lo Yimut Le'olam Yeshev. A song of ascents. Those who trust in God are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved, enduring forever. How can a person trust the events in his or her life is good if they don't really seem that way? Are we really capable of having such strong trust in God like a mountain? The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains as follows. Tzion in our pasuk is referring to the inner Tzion, the neshama, which is called Tzion. The soul is intrinsically connected with God. When one accesses their neshama, that starts to give a person strength and emunah. The less a person cultivates their neshama, they become like a valley in a lowland, displaying no trust in Hashem. The more a person believes in the deep power of their soul, the more a person's emunah becomes strong and unwavering like a mountain. Therefore, you can read our pasuk as those who have unwavering faith in their neshama, which is called Tzion, lo yamutu la'olam, will not be moved forever. This is a really important concept over here. Our souls contain unbound measures of connection to God. Our souls are indestructible. This is where our inner resilience comes from, because at our core, we're all healthy and are connected to the source of life itself, God. So many people feel they're damaged goods and have an unhealthy core, but this is the furthest thing from the truth. No matter what you feel like, no matter what you've been through in your life, your soul remains completely pristine, intact, and connected with God. It's indestructible. This means you have a healthy core, because your essence is bound up in the Creator Himself. The deep power of our soul's unlimited capabilities are always present, whether realized or not. It's there. Let us merit to be aware of our infinite connection to God, to have unwavering faith in ourselves like a mountain. Stay tuned for our next episode of Not Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim Perek 126. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.